last two real quick. Step number six, take massive action. And when do you do it? Well, when would now be a good time? Right? You don't want to wait now. So often my kids will say something like, you know, we ought to do X. And I'll look at them and say, when would now be a good time to do that? And they look at me and they get a little quizzical look on their face and they start to smile and they get the message. Right? Now is the time. There is no time but now. The power is in now. The power is not in the future. The power is not in tomorrow. The power is in this moment in which you act. And I've already said the things I'd say under this principle, but I'll just remind you, knowing that repetition is the mother of skill. Never, ever, ever, ever leave the sight of setting a goal without doing something towards its attainment. So all these people in the studio have got to figure out, what are they going to do before they leave the studio? Who are they going to call? What are they going to schedule? What are they going to leave the studio and go do immediately? Is it a meeting they're going to schedule? Is it an email they're going to send? Is it a book they're going to buy? Is it a coaching session they'll set up? Are they going to go hire a trainer? What can they do? Can they call their secretary and leverage it? I don't care, but you got to do something while you're in state. And the more massive the action, the more committed you are. So again, you know, instead of saying, well, you know, I need to change my diet, go home and tear everything out of the house and throw it down that toilet, like I said. You know, go do something crazy. Go do something outrageous. You know, do something you would never normally do that will commit you to following through. Burn the bridges behind you so you have to move forward. This has power. Nothing great happens by having little goals with little action. You got to have big goals. That's what inspires you, and big action that makes it possible. And I'll tell you, massive action doesn't mean it has to be a lot of work. I'll tell you some massive action. One of the easiest things you could do that would get you on target for your goal that requires you no money, all it requires is you making a decision and taking action immediately. Incantations. We talked about them in the last tape. When you state a phrase over and over again out loud using your entire body in the emotional state you want to feel, you literally condition your mind and body to experience it. So, for example, if you want to get your body in shape and you start to create a phrase, it doesn't even have to sound good. I'm a lean, mean, fighting machine. I'm a lean, mean, fighting machine. Or, you know, I'm a fit, lean, mean, fighting machine. I don't know what you want to say. Or every day and every way I'm getting stronger and stronger. Every day and every way I'm feeling happier and happier. And you say that for 45 minutes while you walk or jog or run. You talk about massive action. It's called massive conditioning. You can't just get rid of a negative belief. You got to replace it. You could just incant your new beliefs, the beliefs that you wrote down earlier. You could just say them again and again and change the emphasis. So change the state. Say it with pride. Say it with strength. Say it with a smile on your face. Say it with laughter in your heart. Say it as if God was guiding you. By changing the emotion, you change the impact that you feel inside your body. And you literally begin to condition yourself for more action. Again, you get momentum. Massive action creates momentum. Massive action is the cure-all. Massive action doesn't mean you have to do 5,000 things. It means do something. And if it's something big and you go after it and you make progress of any sort, it's going to reinforce you, because you're going to see that the big problem is not as big as you thought in your head. Things are always bigger in your head than they really are. Tackle it. Make it real. Do it right now. So if I said to you right now, there's one action you're going to take, a small, simple action and a big action that's going to get you going, something you could do like a quick phone call, email, and then something that required time, energy, or money, or a big effort. You're going to go out and you're going to take that car of yours and you're going to blow it up so no one has to drive it. So you've been embarrassed by it. Your kids are embarrassed. You're going to commit yourself. I don't know. What's a big action? What's a little action? Turn off this program just for a second and write down those two things. Go. This is a pretty cool process, isn't it? You know why? Because this is really a results workshop. This is how you get results. You know, no more talk, no more just getting inspired. Let's get down to it, and let's make it fun. Now, what were your actions? What did you come up with? Did you come up with a little one and a big one? I'll give you some examples of the people here. For John, our producer here, who wanted to make sure he got his songs going and started working out, he said two simple actions immediate. Number one, the minute he goes home, he's going to grab the clipboard and he's going to put it right on his pillow. So he can't miss it, and it's just an absolute commitment. This is going to be it. It's so easy, but it'll make it happen. And he said the second thing, which is a big thing for him because he hasn't worked out in a while, is he's going to put on his gear instantly with no delay, go right in there and get busy. Those two things will get him momentum. You know, once he gets in there, he'll feel good. The hardest part of working out is getting in the gym. You know, once you start working out, you get momentum. It's just like anything else, and it feeds you because it feels good to move, right? Next, the young lady wants to lose that weight. She said the first thing she's going to do is she's going to call her friend Shannon, and she's going to schedule this Saturday to run those big stairs by the beach. Second, she's going to get rid of what she calls her big girl clothes, which is the stuff she hangs on to because she's overweight during the summer. And she says, I'm going to give it away now so that by summer, when summer comes, I have nothing else to be wearing, so I have to be thin. Great massive action. Fabulous. And for my friend here who's the engineer, he's going to immediately schedule his weekly meetings with his design team down in the gas lamp district because he said it's so motivating for an artist to be there. And he said, that would be so cool. It'll stimulate us. We'll be going. And then the big one is, he said, as soon as the first product's done, I'm going to take my team to the SoMo district in San Francisco. That's south of Market for those not from the Frisco area, or as they call it, the city, if you call it Frisco. They know you're not from the area. But the point is, he's going to take his whole team up there so they'll be inspired and they'll be rewarded and everybody's got something to look forward to. So this is the kind of thing that gets momentum going.